Okay, so let's see. Until now, basically we've been discussing the existential in Bria. It's the fact of Chesed, which is the bringing into existence. It's the elements of Gevura bringing into definition, one could say. It's the assigning Mokam that allows you to have Chesed expressed in detail. Then we have Tiferes, which is what maintains the chibur of those two elements. And therefore, these aspects are very they're things that are profoundly part of the way that we see Bria, more than the way that we act in Bria. We may express them in actions, but Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes are essentially how we see the Bria as being, right?
Given.
Right. This is what it is. Netzach starts the journey towards what it has to be made into. So the prototype of Netzach is therefore Moshe, Nesina Satera. Moshe himself is called Rashis for this reason. Why? Because in terms of Brias Ha'ilam, it's the Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Rashis that where Netzach begins. Up until that point, those, the aspects of Rashis that are without the concept of Rashis still include an idea of Chesed, Gevura, and its balance. But Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Rashis as a process, Rashis being the beginning of a process, and that Bedavka requires an end, and that's Rashis Tvuasai, and Truma, and Vini Bechori, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the one to achieve that. And all terms of that, that's not Chesed Gevura at first oriented at all. That's asserting something completely different about the nature of Maaseh Rashis. That is asserting the concept of assertion. It's saying that Maaseh Bereishis is not something that is. It's Maaseh Bereishis is something that makes itself be, that requires self-assertion. In Hod we get self-actualization and so on. But it requires self-assertion. In other words, that there should be values in existence. It's a completely new idea. Let's say, from the point of view, as we spoke about yesterday, the Mesilas Yesharim as an Adam who perceives Bria, the observer of the Bria, the Tiferes of the Bria, right? We spoke about that issue yesterday. But that Malchus, Sheb Tiferes, is the director of transition to Chesed Sheb Netzach. You understand why? Because up until the end of Tiferes, I can justify Adam as observer. Even if Adam as observer has some elements of input into his observation, but he's fundamentally an observer. One could tell you that you cannot be properly an observer if you didn't come from within the system. We could even explain Moshe Rabbeinu's taina that the Malachim is, what would you know about it? You have no appreciation of it, because you see things from a point of view in which the elements that lead to that, the hechra olamos that you live in, they don't matter to you, they don't mean anything to you.
It's not with the Ben Isha,
right.
Yilud Isha.
Yilud Isha, and that's how we can view it, right? You have to come of the flesh in order to be able to be a proper observer of the world. That's certainly true as far as you go. But once you get into the main side, it's clear that that's not what we're talking about over here. This is a totally new quality of my separation.
Transcendent?
No, not transcendent.
Action.
Netzach means that I need to fight for it. In other words, that creation is a work in progress. That's an assertion of Nesach, not of Chesed. We're not the facts. I wouldn't know it. That's why this is the marker, basically, of Moshe Rabbeinu's entire life. It's this idea of asserting values, fighting for values, even in terms of the essence of Yisrael, because that's the essence of Netzach. So he starts off, even before he's Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Moshe, who is the aware one of Bnei Bechor Yisrael, and he has to establish Ladas Bnei Bechor Yisrael, essentially, both for Yisrael and for Mitzrayim. That's his fundamental identity. Whatever that means in terms of the Pratim and how it is that I go about achieving this assertion, fine, that's a separate issue. But the overall fact that the giving of existence is fundamentally the giving of a process of existence, ho ho ho, this is a new idea which demands of you a responsiveness and activity, being proactive in that process. Correct? In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's entire battle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, his unwillingness to take that step,
when
you
refuse to go to power?
Well, in other words, I'm willing to take a step of absolute action, but not of an action that's not like the Medrash says, if you give me nuclear weapons, I'll go in there and I'll take care of it. We'll just get rid of it. The fact that it should be necessary to force people into acknowledging that it's a world that allows for the Bnei Bechor Yisrael, that's not where he's at. He's in the Etzem assertion. Right? So in other words, this becomes central to his willingness to be Hochev Chesed. Why? Hochev Netzach, I mean, this is why the Kahuna was given to Aaron, not to him. It was good for that whole discussion of refusal and self-expression and so on. He is pure Netzach. If it's something that needs to be done, then let's do it. I don't understand what the problem is. He never understands what the problem is. That's what life is. What life is. I mean, what? There's something else, but there's something else in your life that he's asking you for absolutely nothing. He's describing life to you. You're doing him a favor by living. I understand. What's going on over here? I simply cannot be master of what you're thinking. You seem to think there's an existence that's sort of a given. I should lie back, and everything should be pretty and fun. And then, if I can be broke, who tells me to do something, I have to consider it from the point of view of my prone position. Ain't the market. That prone position is not what life is. To me, existence consists of Netzach. And this, for myself, is one of the simple proofs. Talking about Mishilas Yesharim yesterday. This is one of the simple proofs that the Mishilas Yesharim uses to show that al pi Torah, it's unacceptable to say that Adam is meant to be an observer. Because if he is, and the mitzvahs were given in order to assure proper observance, then it's just simply ridiculous that there's so much detail in mitzvahs. Because to assure a proper observer, you can't start putting more impact on little maisim than you are on that. On the etzem fact that you have to spend your time observing. You want to give me a framework for observance, which I don't disturb the ecology. It's like telling a naturalist how to build a blind in such a way that it doesn't ruin anything, and they'll be able to see the animals. That's all that it is. So why would we have so much detail as if the mitzvahs themselves are meaningful? Why would they be meaningful? They're just basically there in order to make sure you don't screw up. Right?
Screw up what, though?
Screw up the world that you're observing. As an anthropologist, you certainly don't interfere. Aren't going to interfere. And in fact, anthropologists thought they watch people murdering each other. And they write it down. It's very interesting. What's up? Just mean like, yeah, but that's all I need. That'll be the end of my career. I suddenly jump out of my photography hiding spot and say, wait a minute, murder is wrong. Who said murder is wrong? In our society?
And this might be the Japanese journalists watch people break in and then kill their old photograph and nobody stopped them. 15 years ago.
I don't know. It's a double pressure. Of course you don't stop them. Your job is to record. It will ruin your job if you become active in the events.
You should start it up yourself. Really recruit.
Yeah, that's the modern idea, not getting involved. Vicious bum thing.
So are people, so
that's horrible. Horrible. Hi. Oh, what a world. It's come out unbearable. It's getting to the point where it's not a shame. Okay, so this is my show here. So that's, and this mita is the mita of the Shri Yisrael Shri Goresh. Right? This righteousness has got to go somewhere. It's got to go somewhere, then it's your Isaac in the world that's going to have to go. Yisrael Makabam Satayra Muta, the Moabs, and that's it. There's no place for world that's not going to go anywhere. So that means that I need to be in an island that asserts. And in terms of the entire aspect of life that we see as having developed, I mean, this is so fundamental in the drive to self-preservation, right? It leads to all committed behavior. It's not that chesed is a given. The only way in which chesed is expressed in the Eilam is through the immense competitive efforts of things that seek to survive and to have their genes survive. It's all netzach, it's all battling. There's no such thing as a nivra that doesn't battle. Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan, talked about in terms of the hod in chesed, expresses also the nature of bria. Chesronan is not only a way to be makir chesed, it's the reality of bria. Is that I battle for existence. Nothing would exist if it wouldn't be for that battle. So it's a fundamental description of life. Life isn't just responsive, it's assertive. Unbelievably assertive. Frighteningly assertive.
Choosing to
own. Anybody who's had to battle a little virus knows how assertive it is. You know, anybody who's stood at the door of death with pneumonia knows how assertive it is. There's no element of life that whose assertion is not powerful enough to wipe you out, basically. And it's all about Shemitah. So it's very much part of what Bria is. Right? You see it all the time. Which is why we even have a right to derive values from the way that Bria is. Otherwise, how would we derive values? As Rimar said, all of our values, the Gemara goes through, even social activities, ultimately express ways in which things are meant to be done. So what does that show you about that, about my inspiration? Is that this particular behavior, because it evolved, has value, otherwise it wouldn't have evolved. Right? If a cat is tsanua, and that's a valuable activity, then that must mean that tsanius is a value. Because it's part of the way in which the mitzvah is that the cat is asserted. It's a remarkable idea. Yeah. Am I making myself clear? It's a fantastic kiddush.
So the trouble with that, because true, the cat is tzedua, but the dog isn't, and this one isn't.
I thought that doesn't matter.
Somewhere,
if I use Adarab, the stranger it is, the more it's a riot.
That it's the real thing?
Yes, because what it means is that a particular species was zocha to its bokum as itself because of this unusual behavior. It's what gave it a particular makom. for
it's right,
because otherwise I would understand. So, you know, I should bring a riot that I should not go to the bathroom in the street because everybody goes to the bathroom in the street. But that's not a riot anything. That's a behavior that didn't develop. That's the default. What I want to look at is things that develop against the default. Why does such a strange behavior develop? It seems absolutely crazy. A cat should go dig a hole, make a bed, manufacture a bathroom, and then look around and see if anybody's looking. What's that all about? It's crazy. How come everything doesn't do it? It can't be part of just being. So in other words, it's part of the assertion of a particular surah of being. Okay, so then that means I have to see that and understand why it was valuable. So because that struggle itself is Netzach, surprisingly it's translated into the other element of Netzach. It's not just a word, what this is saying, right? It's not just that God is teaching us a moral lesson by having cats that go to the bathroom. It's a direct expression of the concept of Netzach in the Eilam. I sense I'm not bringing it out well.
But that's
a separate point. But it comes clear here because of the concept of Nitzchias, of Netzach. Suffering
is what is special about it.
This is how I won. You're going to tell me I had nuclear weapons, no one else had nuclear weapons, so therefore let's not learn nuclear weapons. Not a rabbi. You won because you had nuclear weapons. So let's go pursue it. So each species, so to speak, has a nuclear weapon of its own. You know, like, what did you do to win?
Is this snooze of a cat its key to survival?
It must be, because otherwise how would such a strange behavior become part of your genetic inheritance, unless it allowed those genes to be more, to survive better. By definition, you can't have a behavior that isn't there because of nature.
Two behaviors, one survive. I mean, I always have trouble with that as well. Because you see something.
In order for a cat to be a cat, it needed to be menatzeach this thing. Because if that wasn't true, then there's no reason for genes that have tzniyas in them, the program for tzniyas, so to speak, to have survived.
Unless we're hooked up to another behavior that has real survival use.
That's true. Behaviors that are just ancillary to other behaviors that we could see, wouldn't necessarily bring a riot from it. But this is a complex behavior pattern that is not directly equivalent to anything else. And clearly, it's outstanding, very complex, not understandable in terms of a direct advantage. So it's teaching us something about what's advantageous in Bria. Obviously, to the cat, it has nothing to do with sneut. It has to do with avoidance of germs and so on and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the issue, because every human value is a biological norm expressed in human ways. I mean, that's the whole idea of ratios, is essentially a Mila idea. I take my catism and I use it in ways that are particularly human. But I need to recognize that there's cat in me somewhere. Right? There's those elements that led to cat in me as well.
That's what diapers are people in.
Huh?
My diapers are hitulim.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, not surprisingly, again, it's hard to justify it in a purely evolutionary fashion, but not surprisingly, I mean, what Barnea was saying is not really a joke, in a way, because of not diapers, but the concept of a chatul is indeed mechutal, and that's why we call it a chatul. it's wrapped in itself completely. That's how people relate to cats. They're completely independent. They're supercilious. I am what I am. It's not, you're not gonna, even if I'm made to relate to you, there's other people who can't stand cats because of that. Mm-hmm. The arrogance, you're Nathan, do me a favor to be my friend. I don't need that. It's the exact opposite of the dog. When you say cats and dogs, they really are total opposites. Dog makes a total fool of himself in order to be much the same thing ever, to be your friend and so on. And is openly proclaims, my life exists only to do favor for you. That's why it's called Keller. It's that sense of the lay, the call away that he's given over. Total, complete loyalty, right? That's calling. Chatu is the exact opposite. Says absolutely no loyalty. What I'm doing for myself. If you can give me something, fine. Nish, nish. So it isn't the chutal betoch atzmo. It's not surprising that indeed is the nivra that expresses things. Because that's what tzmius is. It's ultimate reserve. I am what I am. I'm not exposed to other things. I care for myself. Now, that's the remarkable power of Hatu. It's connected to all of these other issues. That's even the presence. When we talk about the king of beasts, it's basically the cat family. It's for the same reason. Is that an immense presence of just being what I am. And of, not being machshi. Well, of the fool's realm. Very much that's there. And that I don't know how far to go with the, utilizing the general sense of an animal's personality. Chazal clearly used the animal's personality as dugmos. Bechlal, the bear Persians, the piggish Romans, and that. Over there, there's an uptight of the biology, the overall biological gestalt of a particular Baal Chai. And this was 1984, it was the same thing in a very simple way.
Huh? Animal farm.
I mean animal farm. Right? In a very simple way. It was also taking the mides of a particular Baal Chai. I mean, it's a horrible thing, but if you're really nasty and cynical like I am, it's horrible. I try to control it, but sometimes it's so upsetting. But you sit in shul and you're watching different animals. And it's very scary. This one's grunting in this way, and this one's yawning in that way, this one's scratching in this way. Nobody's davening, and it's like you're literally watching Animal Farm. And you could push it. You can literally see, here's Mr. Horse, and here's Mr. Piggy, and here's that. And it's like, the sense that a human being is so much still an animal. What are those cartoons? Farsight. Those Farsight cartoons. The reason they strike us as being so real and they're so popular is because bad time I see everybody like that. And it's like, of course it's the cows, it's the cowish people that talk like those cows. Exactly. That's just so funny about it. I can see it. It's exactly what goes on in my office. It's my Daladamas. The reptiles are saying this, and the sharks are saying this. And I see it. It's frightening. Okay, so there's deep, profound connections to the elements of biology as it's expressed. There's, of course, the chesed aspect of Netzach is fundamentally linked to the process of coming into being of Chesed. Because what it is that Netzach is going to assert fundamentally is expressions of Chesed. And that's why its fundamental aspect is the assertion of my own existence as an animal, as a Baal Chai. And it will always come first. In other words, when the chips are down, that's when people start killing for food, and that's when, my own genes become more valuable than yours, and I don't care if you drop dead if I get an extra bit of nourishment out of it and so on, and if necessary I'll eat you. I mean that's the ultimate notion Rachmanias Bishlus Yaldeyan. There's a point at which all that counts is survival. And all human elements are secondary to that. That's the first stage of Netzach. So you have to know that Like people were saying, in order to win, that's what you got. That's how they look at it. In order to win, you have to be vicious. You have to be willing to fight.
Also the jungle.
Yeah, but that's also, it's interesting that that's also chesed. Translated into human values, then it means that the first thing that you're going to fight for is chesed. It's for someone's survival. It's for a giyui of life and the value of life. And those are the things that will fundamentally move you in the direction of Netzach. And that's very true. It's very actual. People are very simply moved by the need to do acts of chesed where it's no gay to survive. Sometimes people will adopt babies. They have no interest in their 10 kids of their own. They'll adopt babies because this baby needs to survive. Right? You had a Mandelberg, Schwerin Lavracha, told me a mice that he saw. Sure, like a mice. And pushes like that. It's a mice that shakes you up. It's so mechuber to the pulse of the earth and to Africa. And he saw it in Africa, right? South Africa. This is like 40 years ago, before the modernization. So he saw a black woman carrying a baby crossing a street and hit by a car and killed. And the baby was flying there. Another black woman is passing by, sees this baby, and takes the baby. They know what's going on. But then he saw, she raised the baby. No, she kept saying this baby with this person. This is like a black family where they have, 50 children already. You know what I mean? It was like about, they were basically slaves in those days. This is the repressions. This is Chaim. This is part of Chaim. That's what you do. You have to take over and support life. And it's such a fundamental value, the assertion of life. Such a fundamental value. It touches like the grossest people, I'd say. Even Americans are touched by it. The need to support life. All these insane emails that are going around, phony emails. I am an orphan, or I am dying, for every answer to this email.
Looking for that. Cuban.
But if I can get somebody to believe that, so then what don't I have to do for someone to survive? That's always like the easiest thing. For tzedakah, it's like life and death. The child needs a
tsunami response. Everyone's stuck about over in London, the airport, the sports store.
So let's take a look now at some of the this would also be Moshe Rabbeinu, just saying the Shem Hashem in front of that mitzvah who dared to push around a rachis, just then violating the kodesh need to have her, just destroy it.
But the judgment of whether there was anything valuable would be further.
Yeah. I mean, this includes Kabbalah Brios as a practical assertion of the value of life. The value of life is that I see value in Chesed. So the Mela, Mechaber, everything that expresses that struggle. That's very pushy. I wrote allowing self-determination. And I don't know if that's like fundamental to it.
You watched that mass this morning.
Huh?
My wife isn't here. So the kids are to move into different roles.
Uh-huh.
That's like, they say things, they do things they've never done before. Mm-hmm. Ira got up by herself.
Wow.
She took my alarm clock and she got up. She was up before me. She was already in motion. I was helping Shlomo. She was allowed that time.
Survival. Okay. Good question.